So I think Mara will be joining us today. Give a few minutes for folks to show up. There she. Oh, okay. I just got a message, Maura, actually, that her internet just went down. So she might be a little late to our meeting. So I guess we can get started then. Let's see. So we have a few things on our agenda today. Start screen sharing. All right. Are you all able to see the agenda for today? Great. Okay. So, first thing on our agenda, this ticket came up because I needed to assign a priority to it. And I realized it's something that we haven't really talked about in a long time. So I wanted to bring it up here to see if this is something we still need or if this is something we can just close. Essentially, this feature would be creating a preferred last name field that would function the same way as the preferred first name field. So if it exists, it would be displayed, like it would be preferred to display. And in some cases, it would display in parentheses, like actually in the user's app.
I
Yeah,
don't know
so.
that I've ever heard of anyone asking to have a preferred last name, so I don't think this is a priority for us.
Yeah, I think that's how I feel. Actually, at the five colleges, most of us don't even use the preferred first name field. We just only load preferred first names into our records. We don't even use the first name field, so we definitely don't need the last name.
Yeah, we in our current system, we do not have a field like this, and no one ever complained about missing fields. So, in my opinion, this issue can be closed.
Is there anyone who does want this? Perfect. Then I will close it. Ooh. All right. All right, so while Jira takes a long time to close that, we can go back over to the agenda. And actually, I should have asked this earlier. Is there someone who can take notes for us today?
I will.
Awesome, thank you, Aaron. So the next thing on here is talking about our wiki space. This was something that Maura had suggested talking about, and I think it is a good idea. I know at least for me, there are a lot of things in the user management wiki space that are not really used. I'm not sure how many of these things are even still relevant since this page was last updated in 2019. So let me go back to our agenda. So to start with, what should we keep? I think obviously we need our notes, and we need their UAT and gap list sections. Yeah, maybe it is better to come at this from the other side. So what don't we need here? So this section is talking about active and inactive statuses. Yeah, I think I don't know if our folders are too complicated, so I don't know if we'll have to do that, Tara. But I think it's good that we're cleaning up the wiki because there's so much old documentation on here that's either way out of date or just is duplicating something that's in the official documentation. So, and I think this falls under that. So it looks like this page is really just documenting how the active and inactive statuses work on patrons or on user records. Yes, we can go over to Folio Docs and see what we have here. Expiration date and status.
But the Confluence page is very useful as there are details and
Yeah.
they are missing in the original documentation. But if I want to search for this topic, I wouldn't come to the idea to look here, but perhaps it can be transferred into the documentation.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Just to pull out whatever additional details are on here and copy them over to the official documentation. I can't remember who is doing the user management documentation now. Because I think it had been Christine and then she left.
Yeah,
Don't
I
remember
don't
which
know
member.
who picked that up. Lawrence is
Yeah.
on the documentation team, but I don't know if he's doing it.
Maybe on their wiki, they'll have a list.
I think my colleague Lola Estelle might be doing the
Oh,
documentation.
yeah, great.
She's not here today, but.
Yeah, I'll make a note to myself to reach out to her about adding this. And if we come across other things, which I think we are pretty likely to, I can send them her way as well. All right, so next up, we've got the Eureka roles things. I think we could probably remove the dated agenda here and just hold on to the notes about roles management. Because I think in those lab sessions we're trying to add to this page anyway. So Does anyone have a problem with me getting rid of this page? Doesn't really say much.
No information
Yeah.
can be deleted. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not allowed to delete. Okay, then I'll just make a note that this page will be deleted. And I think probably remove the folder and just move this to the main section as well. So next up, permissions resources. This is less relevant and also might be very out of date since it was last updated in 2019.
Yeah,
I don't
especially
know.
with Eureka, the permission structure is changed completely. So, good old days, yes.
Oh, okay. Permissions are documented individually on here. Okay.
Well, the search in the documentation is fine.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, with Eureka, this will be outdated, I think.
Yeah. And then this I don't think is particularly helpful for anyone either.
Yeah, the
This is more about writing, writing new, creating new permissions. So I don't think we need that in our wiki space.
Well, the page you showed just before, there were tips for naming permissions or permission sets. Should use a unique prefix related to the module name. I think this is interesting.
Yeah, I think these are for the back end. Because I think like this is how the user's view permission
Yeah.
is, or part of the user's view permission is named on the back end. So I think this is still documentation about development and when you're creating permissions. As a developer, yeah. Okay, wow. And this is back on discuss.folio.org, which we have not been using for a few years. All right. I don't see anything that would be particularly helpful for folks.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I can't even see this one. Yeah, is Kate still with the project, actually? I don't even remember. That's a name I haven't heard of, but might just be in different groups from myself. Oh, this is very old and probably not very useful either. Actually, it looks like it's mostly about, it's a checklist for preparing permissions tickets and not about actually, well, it does record how the permissions work to an extent, but yeah, I think, again, this is probably something we don't need. And then access denied, page not found. And a screenshot from a very old mock-up. So I think if there are no objections, we can get rid of this page too.
Yes.
I think everything on here is way out of date. Okay. Meetings, tasks, and notes, we definitely want to keep. Okay, this is interesting. Also very old. Yeah, I don't see this page as being useful, since these
It's
are
an
all
automatic a page which lists the tasks and the separate meeting note pages, automatically. This isn't changed. So the date is old, but the content is new. Or can be new, the last task for Christine and the current meeting notes are listed, so perhaps might be useful.
I think if we were to use this, it would be nice if we could check off all these really old things so it wasn't super cluttered. But yeah, I could see this page still being useful. And I think these should just get moved in with the regular meeting notes. Okay. Okay. So this is from 2018, a joint discussion with the RA SIG, for topics for that. I don't think we need these for this page still. Everything looks fairly out of date. So, with no objections, I'll add that to the deletion list.
I also think can be deleted. Expiration dates.
So next up, UI issues discussion from 2019. This has been fixed. This has been fixed. Oh, this is interesting. I'm not sure if this has been fixed. I have not tried this. We don't have autocomplete in the users app. I don't think this is something we care about anymore. Not being able to update usernames. I don't think there's anyone who wants that. But I guess this would probably fall under our existing backlog ticket or backlog item about more field level permissioning in the users app. So
Would we just
you
move
might.
these to the gap list? Like these are, or no, because some are bugs.
Yeah, most of these are bugs. I don't think we ever changed this. I'm pretty sure usernames are still case insensitive. But yeah, I don't think we need this page. At least this is all old stuff that either already has tickets or is already done. Okay. So this might be another area where we need to merge stuff with the existing documentation. And I could see this as being a useful guide for anyone taking over documentation for the app, since it seems like it's more talking about what should be documented rather than what is or actually containing documentation. So I do see this as potentially being useful. But maybe this is something I'm going to ask Lola about because this may be something that the documentation SIG already has outlined for what needs to be documented. But yeah, so I think for now we should keep this. Okay, documentation plan from 2020. Yeah, I don't think we need this page anymore. That PowerPoint. Oh, I'm sharing only that one window. Let me adjust that. So this is the slideshow. And I don't think we need much of this, if anything. Yeah, this is a roadmap for future documentation development. So, yeah, I think we can safely delete this page. And then next, documentation template. I think this is probably safe to delete, but I think I will also run it by Lola just to make sure. This is interesting. I could see this still being very useful. Maybe we could make this a subpage of the gap list, and then in the future, when we're creating feature requirement pages like this, we can put them under the gap list. But yeah, I think this could be good to hold on to. File lists. And is this the page with the one? Yep. Okay. Yeah, I think we can safely get rid of this one too. Everyone, feel free to jump in at any point. Okay, this looks like documentation about the planning and implementation for ECS permission management.
Okay.
So I
23.
think it could be fine to throw under the gap list along with the ongoing patron load requirements, just for historical record keeping. But I don't know. I could also see us getting rid of it since there's not. I mean, almost all of these have been completed. And this is unrelated. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll check with Dennis since he created this page and leads the development for ECS, but I think we can probably delete it. Then last is the UAT folder, which I think we can keep. So that wasn't too bad. Just a second. I believe the last thing on this section of the agenda is what should we change or what could we add that folks would think, well, that would be beneficial for folks. Right now, I think this seems pretty reasonable once we delete what's here, but I'd be interested to hear if anyone has ideas for other pages that could be useful.
I have ideas for other pages, but just as I was taking notes, what I did is Under that section, I put up clean up incomplete task portion on the summary page for meeting notes. And then some of the ones that you're going to talk to other folks about, I just move those. I put notes in there about that so that we can maybe potentially either get rid of those pages or whatnot. So just so you know, there's already a few notes in there. I haven't published it, but I can in a second.
Awesome. Yeah. And if you missed any, I also have been writing down
If you
which
want to
things need to
refresh the page,
change.
I just published it.
Okay.
Ah, great.
Awesome. I think that's all the ones I have. Yeah, okay. Fantastic. All right, then the last thing on our agenda is just anything new that folks want to talk about or anything on the gap list that we haven't discussed recently that or that we have that you'd like to talk about some more. I'm going to open up the gap list. Yeah, if anyone has priorities that they'd like to talk about, we can do that now. And also just a reminder that if any of these features are something that your institution wants, if you can have here, let me. Or let me go to one that doesn't have any votes. So, if you want to vote for a feature, either to be discussed or worked on, if there aren't any votes on it yet, you'll need to go over here and click Add Vote. And then if someone's already voted, this thumb will just be here and you can click it.
Okay.
And so on the gap list, I have this section sorted by votes. And this filter is maybe a little more broad than we necessarily need, but I wanted to make sure we captured everything. So this is all open UX prod features that have the user management tag. So if there's a feature that you want to show up on here, and it isn't, make sure that that tag is on there. And since there are a million user management tags, this is the specific one that we're using. So all lowercase with no spaces or underscores or anything. Yeah, so please vote if you haven't or if you have requirements for things.
Okay.
And otherwise, yeah, we have open time to discuss whatever. Or we can end early. Hey, Maura.
Hey there. Did we
Do you
go over through did we go through everything we needed to go through, and now we're at the time where we can just wrap?
Yeah.
All
Yeah,
right.
if anyone has
Cool.
anything, we can wrap up.
Perfect timing.
And actually, do you have the ability to delete pages on
On
our
the
wiki
wiki?
space?
I don't
Because
know.
I oh, yeah, I don't have permissions for that. So I don't know if
Do
that's
you have to be logged in? Like, if you click edit at the top, does it change anything?
I know that I created a I know that I created a page long, long, long ago that just listed all of the Bellis permissions to tell you how long ago it was. But I don't see it. So maybe somebody deleted it. Because that would be an excellent thing to delete. It doesn't, matter to anybody anymore.
Yeah, even when I'm on the edit page, it doesn't allow me to delete. But yeah, Maura, if you go to the agenda,
Okay.
we ran through all the pages that are in the space, and Aaron noted down what we're planning to delete, and I've already moved a couple things under the gap list to keep track of. But yeah, we have a pretty good list of things to delete because they're very old and irrelevant.
At the moment, actually, I'm doing what I should have done right at the beginning, but my my internet crapped out, and I had to come into work to do this. I'm taking attendance because, I'm cool like that. But I will.
I have a probably really dumb question, but Amelia, how
Oh,
did
go
you
ahead.
just change the view? Because I have the view you were on, and I'm trying to get to the view where you can see way more detail.
So from this page or
Yeah, there was you. I saw for a second you had the same view I did, and then you did something, but I didn't see what you did. I mean, like, I have each item on the list is taking up a huge space, and sorry, I just can't figure out how to change the view of this table.
Oh, are
I swear
you
you just did.
only seeing this section?
Oh,
Because
indeed. That is
maybe
what I am.
this, because this is like a search result, a filter result on Jira that's showing up here, and I've noticed that it takes a second to load in. So usually you see this first, and then this will eventually fill in.
Oh.
Yeah, but it might take a second.
Okay, and for the record,
Thank you.
I can't I can't delete anything in the wiki space either. So I have a feeling we should talk with Peter about being able to delete things. So I'll bring it up with him.
I'm also just going to copy a link to the filter. So if anyone has trouble with this not loading, you can still go to the filter and look through things.
Nice.
Oh, wait, did that just copy the whole table?
Yeah, I'm getting a weird error message up at the top between the table and where it says all open user management features.
Well, if it's not working, I just put a link directly to the filter. And hopefully that'll work for you. And I don't know if this is sorting by votes. It is, yeah. So this should all show up in the same order that it does on the gap list page if that's not working for you.
Where did you post the link?
If you just refresh the page, I just added it above the table.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm not logged in correctly or oh, it did suddenly appear. Aha.
Right.
I had been reloading. There's still a weird error message, but the link showed up. Oh, we can't find this filter.
Oh,
May
maybe
not
it's
exist or don't
this
have permission to view it. Try
that must
searching
be
for
the
another
link.
filter or start a new search.
Oh, yep, that's me. Make that public to view. All right, try refreshing the filter and see if it works now.
We don't find this
Oh,
filter.
that still says private. Why public? Save. Private. What? Maybe I can't make it public, but I can know. Okay, maybe this is something I'll need to ask Peter about also.
Strange.
So some people can see it, some people can't.
I
I
can't.
can't. I can't see it.
Yeah, I don't think
I think
anyone.
just Amelia can.
Yeah, which I don't
Thank you.
understand why. My organization. Oh, I have to actually hit that. Okay, there we go. Okay, so now if you're logged in, you should be able to see it.
It appeared. Yay!
Ta-da! Yay!
Good job.
Okay. Yeah, I'll even make it everyone. Just so folks don't get confused when they're not logged in. Great. And I don't think you're able to vote if you're not logged in anyway, so that shouldn't be an issue. Right. Well, if no one has, I guess we only have 15 minutes, so there's probably not much time to talk anyway. No one has anything else for today, though. I think we can call it.
Well, this was a
Yeah, I'm excited to have all these pages deleted.
productive meeting,
They
I feel
look much nicer over here.
like. Yes.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Amelia.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And bye.
Bye.
Thank you.